This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I call your attention to Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, which is an account of the temptation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." You'll recall that according to verse 2 in this chapter, Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards very hungry. And so the devil comes to him with a basic plea. It is in fact a temptation to which every one of us is subject, I suppose, every day that we live. That basic plea is based upon this affirmation, "A man must live, so therefore do thus and so." In other words, you've got to get along in life, you've got to do thus and so, you've got to go on living, and so you must do so. Let's consider, first of all, people who face that temptation and succumb to it. For instance, Esau, a man must live, and so he sold his birthright? Yes, he did. Lot, a man must live, and so he chose Sodom over a place that was much more spiritually uplifting? Yes, he did. A man must live, and so Judas betrayed Jesus in the hands of sinners for a few pieces of silver? Yes, he did. A man must live, and so Peter denied Christ, denied even knowing him. And so he did this in the face of enemies. Yes, he absolutely did. Demas, a man must live, and so he forsook Paul because he loved this present world. Yes, he absolutely did. In each of these cases that I've just mentioned, the conviction that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, had died. That conviction had died. They had turned toward the animal and the bestial. But now let's turn to men who did resist the temptation. They faced the same temptation of saying a man must live, but rejected it. They faced up to it and overcame. For instance, Joseph faced the temptation of saying a man must live, and so to avoid prison and death, to give in to the cries of seduction by Potiphar's wife. But no, he did not. Daniel, to avoid the lion's den and refuse to pray to God, might well have said, "A man must live, and so I will not stand up, I will refuse to pray." No, he did not do so. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, also Jews who were in the Babylonian captivity and were faced with the fiery furnace, but would they bow to the idol in order to escape it? Absolutely not. They did not say, "Man must live, and so we will reject it." The Apostle Paul, to avoid prison, death, refused to go to Jerusalem. No, he did not. He faced up to responsibility as a faithful preacher of the Lord Jesus Christ and said, "I'm ready not only to be bound, but also to die." The Lord Jesus Christ, to avoid continued hunger, misused his power and turned stones into bread. No, he did not. He said rather that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. To avoid further suffering, humiliation, and death, he came down from the cross. You remember people said, "If you be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Here you see the same basic temptation. After all, a man must live. Why should you go on suffering? Why should you continue to be involved in this humiliation? Why should you give your life? Why not come down from the cross? You have the power to do so. But Christ could have done that only at the cost of mankind not having a Savior. And he did not succumb to this old temptation of saying that man must live, and so I will reject the message of God Almighty. A man must live. Let us ask ourselves, each one of us today, a man must live, so have you not been putting Christ first in your life? Yes or no? A man must live. There are things you must do. You've got to make a living. You've got to tend to the children and so forth. So have you quit studying the Bible as diligently as you used to do? A man must live, so have you not found a place of service in the church of the Lord? A man must live, so have you compromised in various ways? Can others see that Christ is not now, even though he used to be, the biggest thing in your life? Can you yourself stop and honestly say, as you examine yourself, that Christ really is the biggest thing in your life? Consider how Christ met the temptation by saying, "It is written." This is the way that you and I also must meet every temptation that arises in our lives.